Play ball!
This is the Locked On Reds podcast. I'm your host, James Erpine. It is great to be with you. After an extended time off. So much to get to on Twitter, at James Erpine, at Locked On Reds. Subscribe, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts. Great to be with you. Like I said, we've been off for about a week. I'm a doofus, a bozo, whatever you want to say. I forgot my microphone in Cincinnati. I have a microphone that I can hook up to my laptop and podcast, and I was going to. I planned on podcasting last week, and it did not happen. It could not happen because I didn't have said microphone. And not that there would be a ton of podcasts to do, a ton of stuff to record, but I wanted to keep you in the loop. I wanted to continue the podcast. So I just let you know, my bad. That's on me. But a lot to get to today on this episode of the Locked On Reds podcast. And if you are keeping track, LockedOnReds.com, it's the place to be for Reds coverage. And right now, there's a lot. Jeffrey Carr's got a preview of the Detroit Tigers series. He looked at a bunch of different things that he's written about as well at LockedOnReds.com. Every podcast posted there as well. And this is what I want to start with today. Is my off time, and I'm only going to spend a couple minutes on this, but I like to peel back the curtain once in a while. I went to Yosemite National Park. I went to San Francisco and San Jose, so Northern California, and it was really fun. It was me, my girlfriend, another couple that we've been friends with for a long time, a decade plus, and it was great to see them and hang out with them. And we hike up just again, this is a short story. We hike up this, or we do this hike, and it was supposed to be 6 miles one way, 6 miles the other way. But we decided to take a different route at Yosemite National Park because it was closer to our campsite. So instead of having to drive 2 hours, we only had to drive about 45 minutes. And we thought it was going to add 2 miles each way. And we don't have service, cell phone service, so it's not like you can Google it. And we just kind of estimated on the map, and maybe this is why you don't want to get stuck with me without cell service because I'm bad at maps. But supposed to be a 14 to 16 mile hike turned into 25. Literally a 25 mile hike that we did at Yosemite National Park, and it was Clouds Rest. And if you follow me on Twitter, at James Erpine or at Locked On Reds, you saw what happened at the top of Clouds Rest yesterday, or you may have saw it at least. I got engaged. I proposed to said girlfriend up there as we were desperately breathing for air, 10,000 feet up. The elevation was insane. You can see pictures on my Instagram, on Twitter as well. And at James Erpine on Instagram, by the way, really simple. I don't go crazy when it comes to the names. So to speak, or my name's on social media, but it was awesome. And so I apologize for not bringing you the podcast. At the same time, I think that the time off and the time away of not even podcasting remotely in California about the Reds, well, it did them some good. It did them a lot of good because they've won 5 of 7. They're playing right now as I record this two game series against Detroit, and they've won 5 of 7. And that's where I want to start. Is this Reds team? Remember what I said before the Reds season started? Up and down, all around, this is going to be a roller coaster. And that's exactly what it has been for Sal Romano. Sal Romano pitched well yesterday, man. He's dealing right now. 7 innings, 0 runs Tuesday night. And then that was a follow-up performance from an 8-inning, 1-run game against Kansas City. So past two games for Sal Romano, 15 innings, 8 hits, 1 run, 5 walks, and 8 strikeouts. His ERA has dropped now to 5.18. It was 6.23 before. And Sal Romano just, he's pitching well. Here he is with reporters after the game.
Had some, you know, two good games in a row. It doesn't take away from what happened for a month straight. So I got to just, you know, take this as another good one and, you know, enjoy it today and back to work again tomorrow.
Looked like everything you were throwing was to the knees and below.
Yeah, I was really trying to work down on my fastball, and then my curveball was probably the best it's been all year. being able to throw it right under the plate, not throwing it 55 feet. So it's definitely a big pitch for me today.
So is it a confidence thing, or is it just a comfort thing?
You never can get comfortable here. It's more of us being confident in yourselves and trusting your stuff. So me and Tucker are on the same page, and guys did a great job of swinging the bats. It's always nice being a starting pitcher and pitching with a lead. So definitely a really good win for us.
How tough was it with the heat out there?
It was hot. It was very, very hot, I must say. Was able to go through some jerseys. But just try to stay hydrated, drink a lot of water, and it was just a good day.
The curveball just a feel thing, or did you know? Has that been something you've been working on?
I work on it every single week. I throw like a second bullpen just to work on that. But once I felt it in the first inning, I knew it was going to be a big pitch for me today, and it was.
You actually changed jerseys during the game?
Yeah, I have like three of them, so I was able to do that.
With the four walks, nobody advanced past first base. Did you feel like maybe your control was erratic at times?
I never thought it was erratic. Walks happen. I'd like to minimize walks, obviously, but I was able to make pitches, and I was able to get some big double plays. The guys were able to make some plays behind me.
And that's what's going to happen. I remember talking about this just right before I left last Tuesday about how Romano was kind of on the bubble, how I expected Homer Bailey at some point to get a start, and it would be because Romano got sent down. And I'm glad he's performing well, and not just because it's resulted in the Reds winning. By the way, in their last 37 games, they're 19-18. It's over a .500 record after they started 8-27. But to me, this is so huge for the Reds because it shows, hey, these young guys, they're going to struggle at times. Let them get through the other end. Don't bench them. Don't send them down. Let them work through it. Because usually, if they're good, if they're worth their salt, they will work through it. Jesse Winker hits 200 for 2 weeks. Don't bench him. Sal Romano struggles for a month. Don't sit him. And did it sound like, or don't send him down, did it sound like here in that clip that I played for you that he was satisfied? Didn't sound like he was satisfied at all to me. It sounded like he was motivated, that he was confident, but that he was hungry for more. And that's what I want to see from this Reds team. They're not going anywhere this year, but I want to figure out if Sal Romano can be one of the five starting pitchers that we bank on heading into 2019, because I'm expecting this team to be good next year. Maybe not great, but good. I want them to be around .500. That's what I want. And for them to get there, they're going to need starting pitching to step up. Sal Romano certainly has in his last two starts. The other thing that stood out to me yesterday in the game, and it was perfect because I got back in time to watch the game. Wandy Peralta. Oh, Wandy. Gives up five. So the Reds win 9-5 over the Tigers. I don't think I've said that 7 minutes into the podcast. But the Reds won yesterday 9-5 over the Tigers. And Peralta gave up five runs in the ninth. They were up 9-0. They were blowing them out. And it got to a point where if he had given up and he got pulled, Dylan Floro came in. But Floro was in a position where if he gave up a hit, one hit, we're talking about potentially a two-run game. And I would have been officially nervous. And I was hoping it didn't happen, and it didn't happen, and Floro shut the door on any comeback attempt. But Wandy Peralta is a guy that you certainly have to wonder about. Here's Reds manager Jim Riggleman on two things. One, Wandy Peralta and his struggles in the ninth. And he started with talking about his starter and how Sal Romano pitched, how impressed he was with Romano.
Sal's throwing the ball really good. A little concerned today with how many days he had off in between starts. Sometimes that can make a guy a little rusty, but he really gathered himself and did a great job. Him and Tucker were working real good together, and just a real nice ball game from him.
It's never easy, is it?
No.
Yeah, I mean, you dominate for eight innings.
I tell you, Detroit, you look at their record, and I mean, that shows you they're getting after it every night. They don't give anything up. And, Ron Gardenhire's got them playing real hard over there. So you better play the whole nine because, they're going to come after you. But, just very unfortunate. Wandy got ground balls, They're ground balls all over the place, just finding holes. And next thing you know, they stick a hit out there, and we're in trouble.
This game has so much to do with confidence. Has he lost some confidence, you think, or what?
Well, he may have, but I do know that as he got deeper into some of his hitters, he was firing. You know, he was just letting it go, and that's what we need from him. We need for him to let it go and let his ball move around for him. But, you know, he's throwing too many pitches to not get any outs there. You know, he's too talented for that.
That's Reds manager Jim Riggleman, and we'll see with Peralta. Here's what I do know. This Reds team surging a bit, and whether it's Scooter Gennett or Joey Votto, the hitters yesterday delivered as well. This to me is a team that is, I don't want to say surging, and I just said it, but you know, they're 5-2 over their last seven. As I record this again, they're already started their game against Detroit today. Right now, Detroit in the top of the third leads 1-0 over the Reds. The Reds 27-45 on the year. To me, this is a team that is going to be about this the rest of the way. I expect them to be slightly below. I bet they win 45% of their games the rest of the way. That's kind of what I've expected from them after their horrendous start. We'll see if that continues. Tyler Mahle on the mound right now for the Reds. Gave up a run in the first. Has since shut everything down for the Tigers and is one strike away from getting out of the third inning against Detroit. He's a big part of it as well. But the pitching, the young pitching, what happens with them is certainly interesting. The other thing that I think is really interesting is what happens with Scooter Gennett, what happens with Joey Votto, and what happens with these hitters. Because right now Scooter Gennett's hitting the cover off the ball. Joey Votto's average back up to 301, had a grand slam yesterday, and Tyler Mahle did get out of the top of the third without giving up any hits. It was a clean 1-2-3 inning for him. And right now the Reds trail 1-0 after 2.5 innings at Great American Ballpark. I'll be back at it tomorrow for the Locked On Reds podcast. We will discuss the results of today's game. I will discuss Scooter Gennett, his future with the team, because just when you thought he was going to cool off, well, he hasn't. And it's making it even tougher and harder for the Reds to make a decision with Nick Senzel, who's playing really well right now in AAA. What do they do? I want to discuss that tomorrow on the Locked On Reds podcast. Thank you so much for listening. It has been great. By the way, if you tweeted me, congratulations. Even if you didn't, who cares? Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for congratulating me. And thank you for being patient with the podcast. I know it was a long break, not something I take pride in doing. But it was certainly something that I enjoyed, and it's great, and I'm enjoying being back with you. Back at it tomorrow. Until then, I'm James Rapine. Thank you so much for listening to the Locked On Reds podcast.